The information presented is for informational purposes only. The opinions expressed are not necessarily the opinions of any Daikin company. This information should not be confused for accounting, legal, medical, or other professional advice. Please seek advice from a qualified professional for any specific questions.
Welcome to the Accelerated HVAC Success Program. My name is Ben Middleton. I'm the National Sales Training Manager for the Goodman, Amana, and Daikin brands. Today, we're joined here with Seth Humble. He's with CI Web Group. Seth, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So the first question I love to ask everybody that comes on the show, how in the world did you get into the HVAC industry?
I just got lucky. No, I would say, I recently started working for a wonderful company, CI Web Group, and we service an enormous number of HVAC clients all over the United States. And so I've been lucky enough to get immersed into the industry, learn more about the things that are important to our clients, the things that are important to the people that they serve. So feel very fortunate for that.
So you oversee all of the SEO for CI Web Group.
I do, yes, sir.
What in the world is SEO for all of our listeners that are out there?
SEO stands for search engine optimization. The easiest way to think about it is, how do I show up at the very top of the Google search? That's what SEO is all about.
So for those that are listening, why do I want to show up at the top of the Google search?
Well, we want to win, right? And one of the best ways to get a hold of people looking for HVAC services is, what are they going to do to find that? If they're not talking to their friends, they're going to be asking Google. And Google is going to help direct them to the services in their area that can best provide them, you know, the type of services that they're looking for, either, you know, if they're looking for AC installation, heater maintenance, I'm looking to install a heat pump into my house. Google is the way that people can most directly find services in their area. So you want to be at the top of the SERP page, SERP meaning the search engine results page. And what we do and what we're very passionate about is making sure that our clients are provided with measures to show up at the top of the Google SERP and service the people who are in need of any type of HVAC service.
So, put you on the spot a little bit here.
Sure.
So as we look at it, I know from our industry about 80% of all systems that are replaced are a reactionary decision. They had a no heat situation or a no cooling situation. They didn't have any plans of replacing the system, but now they're in the market to replace the system.
Right.
And so that's a high proportion of consumers that are out there. But what do you have any statistics as far as how many people utilize Google as their search engine or are going there?
Yeah, so Google represents the vast majority of the search engine market. They have an almost unbreakable foothold. There are other search engines that people use mostly by accident because they open the wrong browser on their phone.
Yep.
That's how they get to places like Bing, or they use, you know, some people will still use the Yahoo search engine. But Google, when it comes to search engines, it's the king. And it's been the king for a long time. And there is currently no end in sight to that reign.
Play devil's advocate a little bit. I know that we've got a lot of Gen Z that is starting to enter into even home buyership at this particular point in time. The younger generations tend to be usually a little bit more anti-establishment.
Right.
And they will do anything but use the norms that are out there. Are you seeing any interesting trends with the young, and maybe even some of the millennials that are out there?
I think that as much as anti-establishment as younger generations can be, they ultimately, like all users, want the most effective solution to their problem. And Google still represents the best solution to their problem. And that's because Google is most interested, and I talk about this sometimes to our clients, is they'll say, well, you know, Google is supposed to, I'm supposed to be at the top of the Google SERP because, you know, Google, I want Google to express my business to people who needs it. But Google is not interested in helping businesses solve their problems. They're interested in users solving their problem, right? And so whatever we can do by building a technically excellent environment on a website, that helps, you know, and also building the content that we have on the page to solve the user problem. That is what allows websites to be able to rank at the top of the SERP by their usability, by their capability. And sometimes we get into these mindsets of, you know, if we have a fast website, which is important, if our website is mobile optimized, great, wonderful. All of that's great, but do you solve the user's problem?
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't, then you've built a great gas station and a road that goes to nowhere.
So there's some other ways that I could potentially be on the top of the page. Mm-hmm. Google does allow me to pay for the right to be up on the on the top. There's also things like the maps that are available that show locations. However, not many consumers are going to the HVAC contractor's shop. What do you say to contractors that are looking at those other opportunities to be listed on that first page?
Like any campaign for success, we want to attack the problem on multiple fronts.
Mm-hmm.
And so with the auction style of pay-per-click, That's always going to be a viable option for people who have the marketing dollars to be able to reach the people, you know, who are willing to click, you know, on those top of the page options that you'll see. Now, the other one that you brought up is the local map pack. And I am an enormous champion of the local map pack. And one of the things I'll talk to our clients about is if you show up on the local map pack, you have the highest possibility of conversion. Hmm. It's called a zero-click conversion. That means I see your name on the search engine results page, and I can either call or I can schedule my appointment from that page. I don't have to go to your website.
Mm-hmm.
And Google wants to reward that because Google makes more money when you don't leave the search engine results page. And so you want to follow that trend, not try to buck it too much, because a lot of times people will say, like, well, I want people to get to my website. Is that really what you want? Or do you want a conversion? And really, that's what we want, because that's where the money is, right? And so we want to focus on, and I would always advise this to any HVAC company, is to say, think about what the user wants, right? I know what you want, right? You want to get your services and your goods out into the community, get a high reputation for excellent service, and be able to provide a fair service for a fair price, right? But what we also want to think about is the best way to do that always to get to your website? It's not always the best way. It's an effective way. And that's been true for a long time. But there are other ways to get there too. And so we want to focus on things like SEO, right? Make sure that your page ranks. Then we want to win for things like the local map pack. We want to win for the knowledge panel. And if there's a possibility of still winning for featured snippets, and those are sometimes when you'll see at the very top of the page, Google will answer your question for you. Now, that's being replaced by AI answers that Google has. And so it becomes more and more difficult to win for those. But PPC, pay-per-click, local map pack, website, that's your trifecta.
So it's interesting you bring up AI.
Mm-hmm.
I was just at a large industry event, and it seemed like every other booth that was there had something where they were referencing AI. And I think there were at least 10 booths that were just focused on AI strictly for HVAC. I think more and more contractors, as I get out and talk to them, are utilizing ChatGPT or one of the other AI platforms to make their life easier, to make things better, make themselves more productive. How is AI, in your opinion, going to impact search functionality when do you see homeowners switching from Google possibly over to going into AI and just saying, hey, who's the best contractor in my marketplace?
Sure. I think so. It's a nuanced answer that's required for it. Ultimately, AI's impact on industry is unquestionable. And anyone who thinks, well, maybe this whole AI thing is really going to be a trend and maybe it'll just go away. No, AI is here. And one of the things that AI does is it increases velocity for everything. It speeds everything up. And it's important to remember, at least for especially people who work in our industry in terms of what we do for marketing for companies, is that every single tool that has ever been developed has been to offload some process from a human, right? So we created a hammer because it's really hard to use a rock, right? We create a computer because, you know, sometimes it takes a long time to do arithmetic, right? But we speed these things up because we're about improving. We're about offloading. That's what tools do. AI offloads a certain amount of, I would say, both cognitive effort that's required to really analyze and say, okay, what is it that I'm looking at, right? Mm-hmm. How do I know? I just want the answer to my question. We go back to talking about I just want my problem solved.
Right.
Right. So when we talk about AI as user, you know, for users and how it's going to affect HVAC, ultimately, I think, and I don't have a crystal ball, you know, so I'm not going to give anybody any lottery numbers, but ultimately, there's going to come a time when AI becomes, I think, a personal assistant that's customized for every person.
Mm-hmm.
And whether or not that happens or, you know, or how long that might take, what I will say is that the future is here and that the bleeding edge of the future is coming a lot faster than people think. And I think it's good to embrace those things responsibly. It's good to use AI in terms of accelerating people's careers and not using AI to diminish people's careers, right? Reduce them. But it will certainly affect the industry. There will come a time where someone will simply type in and say, you know, you can, because one of the things I do when I'm using AI and building prompts is I always give the AI a name. Call him Gary, right? I'll say, hey, Gary, I live in this area. Here is my, you know, tell me what my temperature is forecasted like over the last 3 years. When does it look like I may need to replace my Daikin system? You know, I've had it for 10 years in our house. And it can pull together all of those analytics and say, you're probably going to need to replace it around this time, right? Mm-hmm. It's going to be able to do that. And then it's going to be able to say, here are the companies around you that service that product. Here are their ratings. Here are their reviews. Here is their trustworthiness. I think that's a very real possibility for the future. And I think it's an exciting future.
Is there anything that a contractor should be doing today to prepare for that future?
Yes. Every single person who has a website should be building toward having a page that directly solves user problems, that builds authority by having what are known as backlinks, which are effectively it's a handshake between websites to say, I trust you, right? So you want to build up as much trust, as much review equity as you can get, and you want to be responsive to those things, and you want to be optimizing your website so that the content directly serves the user in a very readable way. All of those things help you. And they're all future facing, and they're solutions that solve current problems and potential future challenges.
You know, one of the challenges I think that has come with digital marketing, especially for contractors that have been in the industry for a long time. If you took a look at marketing and advertising 25 years ago,
right,
there wasn't even a line item for internet or website. And a contractor, if they wanted to grow their business, I just bought a larger Yellow Page ad.
Right.
And that's where the reactive customer would go. My furnace isn't working. My air conditioner isn't working. I turn to the A section and I find air conditioning. Mm-hmm. And somebody had a double page ad. You know, they were first and they showed up and, you know, they got a lot of volume. The next person, they had the full page ad. They got the next, and so that was the Google of the time, if you will. But the Yellow Page person stopped by and said, how much do you want to spend? Contractor said, I want to be first in the page. What's everybody else doing? How much do I need to spend? It'll be $20,000 this year. Great, here's my check. And the Yellow Page person put the ad together. There were no meetings. There were no strategy sessions. Right. There was nothing else. It just worked. Then you had digital marketing, which was, you had direct mail marketing.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. Pick a couple postcards.
Fire them out.
They send them out for me. I don't have to touch anything. It's easy. I think it's been very difficult for a lot of contractors to navigate. They have to be actively involved.
Correct.
In their website.
Right.
What, you know, what sort of a time commitment is somebody looking at to truly be effective in their digital marketing? How much time should a contractor spend with their digital marketing agency in order to make sure that they're getting the most for the amount of money that they're investing?
Mm-hmm. We always talk about value, right?
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I get from my late granddad, as he would always say, is the juice worth the squeeze,
mm-hmm.
you know? And so when we talk about, it is important to talk about the amount of time, but what you really want to be talking to your, if you have a marketing firm or you have people who do your SEO and build your content on your page, what you really want to have is trust, right? You want to know that I am paying X amount of dollars to receive X amount of leads,
mm-hmm.
right? Or conversions. And the thing that allows that to happen is by having a regular conversation. I would typically say maybe every 2 weeks, once a month, right? Depending upon what your schedule looks like, where you want to be actively participating and saying, hey, what is our strategy? One of the things that we do is we build out an end of the year report for every single one of our clients. And we say, here's our SEO strategy for Q1 and for Q2 of next year.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not going to wait to start doing those things. We're going to start doing those things now so that you know in Q1 that we've been working toward your goals. And I think for contractors, for people who provide those services, make your goals clear to your marketing team and say, listen, like, what I need from you are leads. I need to win on the SERP, and I need to show up in my local map pack. And then we start building a strategy together. We set expectations and say, where were you last year? Right? Okay, where do you want to be this year? And then it's our job, people like me, is to say, okay, I'm going to build you a roadmap, and I'm going to show you how we get here. Now, there are going to be bumps along the way. Google's algorithm changes all the time, but that's not an excuse for not meeting goals. It can be a challenge. But when you understand that trust between the contractor and the marketing company should be an open dialogue constantly. What do you need? Tell me what you want. And I'm gonna take a look and then I'm gonna tell you what the problems are for those things. And then I'm gonna define what the problem is. I'm gonna have a metric to show me that it is in fact the real problem that we want to solve for. Then I'm gonna find a solution for you. And in order to show you that solution worked, I'm going to show you what success looks like. And I'm going to tie that directly to an objective metric. I won't just be able to say, we're doing better than we did in the last 10 years. It's never been so good, right? I don't ever want any of our clients to feel like they're talking to a used car salesman.
Mm.
Not to be disparaging about that particular career, but to use it as a way of saying, like, I'm not trying to sell you a false bill of goods. I want you to win, because when you win, I win.
That's great. You know, Seth, do you have any, I guess, final words of wisdom that you want to share in regards to digital marketing or SEO strategy that you want to share with the audience?
It at times can seem overwhelming. And I know, to be fully transparent, it is overwhelming at times. Like, Google can make a decision whenever they want to, and they can say, this is how it is now. And there, none of us have a say, and all we can do is adapt. And so what I would say for anyone who is a contractor or providing any type of HVAC services, just talk with your marketer, and if they're not available to you, if they're like, hey, don't worry about it, here are these reports. I don't care about outputs. I care about outcomes, right? I want clients to win. And I think that those people in the industry who want to win, they go into talking with people, having conversations about their marketing team, saying, guys, I want to win. Whatever I have to do that, whether that's, you know, encouraging people to review on Google, which is a huge driver of winning for the local map pack. Being involved, right? It's not, SEO is not a set it and forget it thing. It's not a microwave situation. It doesn't mean it's got to be a 9-course meal wait time. It doesn't have to be that. And a lot of people in the industry, they sort of pitch it that way, like, oh, you just need more time. We don't need more time. Know what your problem is. Show that it is a problem. Find what success looks like and then work together, right? And be patient with each other, but be proactive is what I would say for folks.
Seth, I really appreciate you coming on here and sharing everything with us. And we hope to see you on future episodes that we have.
Great.
For all of you that are out there, if you like this episode, please go ahead and hit that like button. And then also make sure that you hit the follow button so you can be informed of all of the other upcoming episodes that we have. Seth, thanks again so much.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it.